The Brady Report.
It is a Friday morning. He's had a massive week. G'day, Ender Brady.
Friday, weekend, calm morning, everyone.
Now, let's go to the airport, particularly to Heathrow. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, this is a good news story for a Friday morning. You know, when you go to the airport, anywhere in the world, Millsy, whether it's Perth and London, wherever you go, there's always a big queue at the security screening. Well, Heathrow are deciding to invest $100 million in some new CT scanners. It is the exact same technology that they use in hospital when they say someone's going for a CT scan. The end result is, when your hand luggage is going through security, you will not have to remove your laptop, your liquids, or any gels. So it's going to speed up security. It's going to reduce the amount of plastic bags that they use at the airport. Apparently, this is already in use in the United States, in Chicago, at O'Hare Airport, and also at Atlanta. The Americans are pushing ahead with this, and they're going to deploy this technology, 300 of these scanners in airports by 2020. Heathrow is following suit on a much smaller scale, but still, $100 million investment. The queues will be getting shorter at Heathrow as of next year.
Very good indeed. Now, Boris, who wants to be Prime Minister, he earned quite a bit of money last year.
Yeah, these figures are in the morning's newspapers here. I just want to spell out quite how much cash Boris Johnson makes from his journalism. He writes newspaper columns and his speeches. He picked off $1.4 million Australian dollars in speeches and columns in the past year. Now, that is a year that he quit government. So basically, he resigned as foreign secretary over Brexit and Theresa May's handling of it, or mishandling, as he would say. $1.4 million. He actually got paid $800,000 for 8 speaking engagements, 100K Australian on average per speaking engagement. The Prime Minister's salary is $300,000 a year. Why does he want that job? It's, you know, you just think, wow, he's actually making 4 times plus what the Prime Minister makes just for writing newspaper columns and giving speeches. It's all about Boris. It's all about the power.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say it is about the power. And also his earning capacity after he's been PM will probably treble. Hey, mate, how much do you charge for an hour's speech?
For you, Millsy, 50K.
50,000? Oh, cheap at half the price. You'll be able to hear Ender at Gloucester Park, though, in August. It won't cost you that. $119 includes all your drink, all your food, and, of course, you get to meet the great man himself. He'll be down under running a marathon for Breast Cancer Care WA. We're looking forward to it, mate. Have a great weekend. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
I will. Have a great weekend, guys. Can't wait.
Good on you, buddy. You'll try and do exactly that.